Welcome to the Integrity Repipe Podcast. We provide information and knowledge on all your plumbing issues so you can choose the best materials and service for your home. Integrity Repipe provides Southern California with top quality repiping and plumbing services, restoring water pressure and better water quality for your home. We have the experience to get the job done.
In this episode, we'll be looking into the most common reasons for low water pressure and how to fix them. Low water pressure is a common problem that affects many homeowners across America. If you notice low water pressure in your home, you might wonder whether or not it's something regarding your piping system. You can measure water pressure in pounds per square inch, or PSI. The higher the PSI, the stronger the water flow. Most homes have a recommended minimum PSI level of 30 pounds per square inch. There are many reasons why you might experience low water pressure at home. For example, your pipes may be too old and corroded, or another possibility is that your water heater isn't producing enough hot water. Sometimes low water pressure can be easily fixed. Other times you may need a California repiping plumber. This podcast will explain the most common reasons you may have low water pressure. First, you should take a look into your main shutoff valve. Having the main shutoff valve in the proper position can help to boost water pressure. The main shutoff valve is a point of entry for water into your house. This valve will restrict the amount of water that can pass through if it is not fully opened. Similarly, closing the valve will cut off the water flow. Checking the primary shutoff valve should be your first step. You may find it in your home's basement or on the exterior wall of a utility room. It can be on the side facing the street if you are looking outside your home. Street-side city water frequently finds its way to you. If a wheel-like handle operates the primary shutoff valve, it should be fully turned counterclockwise. If it is a lever handle, the handle and pipe direction must be parallel. Keep in mind that your household controls the primary shutoff valve. If you recently had plumbing work done, it is possible that the main shutoff valve was altered and not reinstalled to its proper location. Contact your California repiping company if you think there's been a problem with the recent plumbing work. Next, you could check if your water meter valve is completely open. Similarly to the main shutoff valve, the water meter valve is also a primary water source, so it influences water pressure. However, contrary to the main shutoff valve, the water meter valve belongs to the city. In most cases, tampering with the water meter valve is not advised unless it is your only alternative due to urgent plumbing issues. But it doesn't hurt to double check. Usually, the water meter valve is next to your water meter. The valve is open if the water meter handle is parallel to the supply line. Water flow is affected by the handle's inclination. Contact the water department in your area if the water meter valve has to be modified. They will let you know what to do next and discuss your worries about the water pressure. It is a great opportunity to inform them if your water pressure regulator has recently been giving you problems. You should also rule out any problems with your hot water heater. Whether you want to believe it or not, your water heater can impact the pressure of hot and cold water. Your California repiping plumber may recommend you check the water heater before doing anything else if the water pressure is low. There are two typical causes of low water pressure caused by a water heater. There is hard water and rust. The water heater tank and connected pipes will eventually become clogged with minerals, other particles, and even rust. The more buildup, the less room there is for water to move. And there could be problems with the water heater valve. Each water heater includes a shutoff valve. Your home will have less water pressure if the shutoff valve has been partially opened after being closed. Be careful because water heaters can be harmful because they produce a lot of pressure. Only a plumbing professional should handle water heater repairs. Another cause for low water pressure in homes are leaks. A leak anywhere in your plumbing system will cause issues. Leaks restrict water flow and may result in low water pressure. If your water pressure is low, look for water under countertops and below cabinets. You should also look around sinks, toilets, showers, bathtubs, and dishwasher machines. Another sign of a water leak is water stains on the walls. Don't forget about the annoying clogged pipes. Low water pressure could be a sign of something more serious. And by more serious, we mean clogged or rusted water lines. Your California repiping plumber may check your piping system to ensure they are in good condition. However, if they are not, your house may need a repiping to normalize water pressure and other issues. Lastly, check for any issues with pressure-reducing valves. Most homes contain a water pressure regulator that regulates the flow of water. Your water pressure may become abnormally high or extremely low if the water pressure regulator is worn out or broken. If your water pressure regulator is causing low water pressure, it will be visible throughout your home. You can use a water pressure gauge to check the water pressure in your house. Remember, if you are experiencing low water pressure in your home, you should contact a California repiping company immediately. Regardless of the cause, it's always better to contact the experts. At Integrity Repipe, we are ready to help you find the main cause of your low water pressure. We have over 26 years of experience offering top quality repiping and plumbing services in Southern California. With Integrity Repipe, there are no hidden fees or extras, and we never hire subcontractors. Just the finest, most complete, and professional job in the repiping industry. We use only the highest quality materials made right here in the U.S., and they come with a lifetime transferable warranty. Feel free to contact us at any time so we can solve any problem you have with your plumbing or repiping system. To schedule an appointment, call us at 949-390-5879 or visit us online at integrityrepipe.com.
Thank you for listening to the Integrity Repipe podcast. When the plumbing in your home needs to be repaired or completely replaced, contact the professionals at Integrity Repipe to repair or repipe your home with ease. We now offer financing for our customers. Contact Integrity Repipe in Southern California today for a free repiping estimate.